To get hazy. Clean out your ears and you open your eye. If you want to hear the music, just come alive. If you don't know how, get ready to learn. Those guys most taking his turn to burn.
Take a seat and no in a seat. Then you add M-O and a freak D. Add a funky beat and then what do you see? It's Cosmo D. Yeah, baby, that's me. I've got the beat, but that's oh so sweet. Without me rocking, it's incomplete. So rock this, yo. Rock that, yo. Rock on and don't you dare stop. You rock this, rock that, and that's a fact. Oh, the jam on crew will rock it.
So for real, I'm Cosmo D from outer space.
I'm getting ready.
can't do it wrong. That's why the whole world is singing this song.
Jam on it.
I jam on it. I say jam, jam on it. As the day turns to night and night turns to day, whatever time it is, I want to hear you say.
Jam on it.
I jam on it. I say jam on my mama, jam on it. Jam all around and upside down. I keep it jamming to the jam on production sound.
Jam on it.
I jam on it. I say jam, jam on it. I said jam on is the pretty beat that takes control with the sure shot boogie that'll rock your soul.
Jam on it,
I said jam on it, jam on it. Get out of your seat and jam to the beat. And don't get there, stop your early morning.
Jam on it.
Welcome back to another episode of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here again with Justin Cook, as always. It's been a couple weeks since we've done a show, and I apologize for that. I was just a little busy last week. I wasn't able to make it. And for those of you that heard, I was sick on Tuesday, so we had to reschedule the show for tonight or whatever. Justin, you in the call?
Yeah, I'm here, Brian. How you doing?
All right, good. Good. You sound good. You're coming through nice and clear. Sounds good.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Doing good. So what do you want to get into tonight?
We could do a few things, you know. I mean, I wanted to, you know, touch on a couple of things. Obviously, we want to address a little bit of the mass shootings that have been taking place. You know, without really getting into too much of the rumors that are swirling around, to me, I don't think a lot of them have been substantiated yet, and I think a lot of them are just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they're theories, you know, and I don't know. I think that some of them, you know, we need to look into them more before anything is really spoken about it. The other thing is I just wanted to maybe talk about the encroaching police state and really police world and, you know, and how they're, you know, really cracking down on, you know, stupid things from, like, collecting rainwater to, you know, to taxing, you know, a store that lets you roll your own tobacco or whatever. Just in Connecticut, you know, we just had our taxes go up on loose tobacco too, and pack tobacco. So it's like, you know, there's no way around it. Even if you try to go an extra step, you know, stuff like that.
Nope, there isn't. There is no way around it. And the police state is like a noose around our neck. You know what I mean? They don't want to put you in FEMA camps, people. Don't listen to that, you know, Alex Jones type bullshit. They have you in your own prison already as it is, you know, and they have the system rigged. When the system's rigged the way it is and you have a trickle-up economy, you know, and they just basically, you know, no matter who gets put in, all that's going to happen is we're going to get taxed more. More money's going to go to the rich.
It's socialism for the elite, you know, and that's just instead of like saying, you know, like a you know, like people say it's socialism, but it's really not. I mean, it's corporatism, but it's where they get all the elite and the corporations get all the benefits. And, you know, the little guy can't make it because, you know, all these little taxes and surcharges and everything else. And, you know, it's unbelievable how more people are not, you know, waking up and just getting pissed off that. You know, and not only that, but go and try to get a loan from a bank and see what type of interest rate they're going to give you. You know, if you're trying to buy a dump truck or open a small business or something, it's outrageous. You know.
Oh, it really is. It really is. The other thing I found really interesting, and I don't have the link right in front of me right now, but I'm asking somebody to send it for me, and I'll have it in a minute. Is the that article that Stephanie posted earlier about all the aid that we give to aid Israel's military and how much of, you know, how much of that comes out of the U.S. taxpayer. I think if people knew about that and it wasn't covered up by the media so much, I think people would be up in arms about that bullshit. You know,
I think so too. I think a sad part of that though is we have this faction of the of United States people that are so so brainwashed by the mainstream media, especially Fox News, that believe that we have this. You know, they don't know anything about the. The Balfour Declaration, or you know, the Rothschilds helping out, you know, founding of Israel. They have no idea what the true stories is behind this, and not only that, but Israel's history of false flag terrorism and their provocation of wars and everything else. You know, as far as that goes, they're stuck in this evangelist mind state where we have to protect Israel. They're our only ally in the Middle East. But I say this to you. We had no enemies in the Middle East until Israel's existence. So figure that one out.
Yep. None. And they get like it's crazy. I'm going to bring up the little paper that Stephanie posted earlier in the group. They get, like, every year, I mean, they get, like, billions of dollars from us. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'm not sure the exact number, but I don't know if it's somewhere from 8 to 30. I'm not sure if it what do you got for a number?
Well, yeah, it's probably around there because it starts at $3 billion, and then they get another $2 billion in federal loan guarantees, and, you know, they just get all types of stuff. It's just it's ridiculous, and we're basically – why are we funding their whole military? How does that work? Why are we funding what they do over there?
Right, it's propaganda. You know, and that's the same thing too. For example, we just had a tank that was made, and the sad thing is, this tank was never meant to go to United States troops. However, what's going to happen to it? I'm calling it right now. I forget the name of it, but I'm not sure if it's a new form of the Abrams tank. I was reading about it the other day. What happens a lot of this stuff is that they're already made beforehand for, you know, knowing that they're going to just sell it to Israel, and at a loss to us and a loss to the American citizens, they're going to sell it to them on at a discounted price and everything else. You know, it's totally ridiculous, the hypocrisy that America exercises over in the Middle East. And you know what, I'm not a theory of any of these blowback things, obviously. Like, you know, we know Muslims didn't do 9/11, regardless of what you think. I think everybody here can agree on that. You know, and as far as, look at all these other hoaxes we've had, you know, the shoe bomber and the underwear bomber, you know, and these have all been set up by our own FBI, CIA, or Mossad. And so, I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, just the whole fact if they ever knew any of this stuff, you know, if the American people ever knew that, you know, the whole Sheratov, Michael Sheratov, thing behind the nude body scanners, and, you know, just the whole situation of how they cook up these schemes, and that's what we have to, you know, get them to learn, because, you know, the media is not trustworthy, none of it, you know, it's something that has to go. We have to take the media back.
No, absolutely. But I mean, how do we do that? You know what I mean? How do we even begin to take the media back? I mean, where do you start? You know what I mean?
I know.
I mean, I'm ready to just slap the shit out of all of them. You know, a bunch of liars. You know.
Yeah, well, you know what's crazy though? Then we turn into the crazy guy. We turn into the extremist, you know, and any form of violence will be used against us, like we're Pol Pot or you know, Joseph Stalin or something. When in reality, it's like these people deserve. You know, they're committing treason. They're committing mass murder. And I'm not talking about the events, which we know a lot of them are staged, but I'm talking about the one, you know, the mass murder that's happening overseas, you know, and whether, you know, obviously we've seen some of that is staged too, but there's still, don't get me wrong, wars are still wars. There's wars happening. There are people dying. There are little kids right now. that are, you know, that are disfigured and dead because of Obama's drone bombing, you know, thing. And and I don't mean Obama's, but, you know, the pretty much the New World Order's, you know, drone bombing through this puppet Obama, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, you know, I remember my mother is like one of those people where, and I don't blame her. I mean, she's you know, brainwashed by the media like everybody else. And this was before I had time to, you know, get into anything with her. This is a long time ago, you know, before I, you know, started to wake up to things and realize things. I remember her when, like, something had come up about Israel or something, like at a family thing or something. And she was like, "Israel's our friend. We need to protect Israel."
Exactly. Exactly. That's
how the stigma is. That's what the, yep, the attitude put forth by the media is on everybody, you know?
Yep. 100%. That's that the whole thing is that people buy into the which is a lie that Ahmadinejad said he wanted to wipe Israel off the face of the wipe Israel off the map or whatever, something like that. That was totally taken that was fully, you know, mistranslated on purpose, you know, and how many instances of this do we have? And, you know, and I don't know whether Ahmadinejad is controlled opposition or not. I tend to think that they're all players, but regardless of the fact of if he's controlled opposition or not, the whole thing of them just lying just to, you know, push forth this thing to make Americans so bloodthirsty for wars, you know, we're not. I mean, I don't know. I know things are bad over here, but you know, it's really only because of the disinformation, you know, and it's sad.
The amount of money we're giving to them for the size of country they are and the amount of people they have is ridiculous. It's something like it was something like $30,000 or $40,000 per person that we're giving them in tax money. People think that if you don't pay your taxes, then your roads don't get fixed and this and that. That's not really where your tax money's going to. Your tax money's going to fund these ridiculous wars, you know?
Yeah, and it's going towards Ponzi schemes that end up in these scumbags' pockets too. You're right. You're 100% right, though. You know, it's wars. It goes. You know, it's in their pockets. It goes towards programs that don't benefit us. It goes to the UN towards Agenda 21 and things like that. It goes into the other eugenics programs that you know, chemtrails, stuff like that, that are executed on us. You know, that's one of the biggest things. Of course, the CIA, most of their budget is from selling drugs. A lot of that is just from selling drugs. However, you know, I'll still bet they still get a good amount of tax money from us. You know, I definitely wouldn't discount that.
No, neither would I. Neither would I. You know, that's. I'm glad you brought up the chemtrails because I've been seeing a lot of them lately around here. I mean, big, huge, thick, massive ones across the sky. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know. You know, I don't like to sit out here. I don't want to scare people or anything, but, I mean, we're going to talk about it a little bit. I mean, it's going on. It's going on all around you guys.
No, this is not a scare tactic. This is real life, man. This is what's going on here is that, you know, I mean, it's geoengineering, you know, I believe is the main reason for it. However, you know, what goes up must come down. You know, you spray heavy metals and stuff in the atmosphere. Eventually, you know, when it rains and when it eventually drifts to the ground, you know, that stuff is going in our crops and into our soil. That's going into our drinking water. We're breathing it in when we're, you know, we're standing outside, and it's not acceptable. You know, the other night. In fact, the night we were supposed to do the show and you got sick, I saw chemtrails from, I could say as far as the eye can see in both directions, all sides, I'm talking 360 degrees. There was not a patch of blue sky. I would say, you know, where I live, I can see Long Island and I can probably... You know, I could see, you know, pretty much where Long Island is, you know, New York, totally covered, yeah. Way past Long Island, totally covered all the way. Yeah. And then heading in your direction, it was farther than the eye could see. It's like they hit up the whole East Coast and just put a blanket over it.
And we still have never gotten an explanation from them of why they're doing it, you know, besides, you know, people speculating and saying, oh, they're just doing it to reflect the sun's rays back and all this crap. And we know that's bullshit. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Well, that's they're actually admitting that they're claiming that they're going to start doing it. However, they're claiming that they're going to do it by high altitude balloons or something, which is just total bullshit, just like everything else we've heard. And that's their excuse. Now check this out. They want to put sulfur in the atmosphere. Now, for everybody that was growing up and, you know, or was grown up or whatever in the 80s and early 90s and whatnot before this global warming stuff, the number one thing you heard from the, you know, the green movement or whatever you want to call it, you know, environmentalists, was about acid rain. Now, what happens when you put, like, sulfur in the atmosphere and all this other stuff? You're going to, you know, it's double talk is what it is, you know, and you know, one week it's, you know, we're 1 year it's this problem, and then 5 years later it's a new problem.
Yep.
Really, you know, is, just like in the 70s, they said we were going to have, they said we were going to have a mini ice age.
Yeah, of course. And of course, it never came to be. It's just like they're saying now with the global warming, you know.
Right, right. It's, I mean, just, you know, it's and here's
the
thing:
use their bullshit on us, you know.
Right, and here's the thing: it may get incrementally warmer, but then again, like you said, is this because of the people like they're claiming, or is it because of the fact
it's a natural cycle the planet's going through, and then maybe what they're doing on top of it, you know, it's not because of us.
Right. Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Even if it is, you know, even if it is happening, say we have a skeptic out there or something that says, well, you know, it's a, you know, it's, you know, I definitely believe global warming is going, you know, and that's not me. Don't get me wrong. But I have talked to people. But you know what? Here's my opinion on that. Right now, with HAARP and stuff like that, they are, actually shooting, things at, you know, shooting rays at the ionosphere and putting holes in the ionosphere.
Makes you sick to see them just purposely destroying the environment, doesn't it?
Oh,
yeah. Then they do pay for lobbyists with the money, and they do, and then they just keep everything under wraps, keep the media quiet. You know, nobody says nothing. We're the tinfoil hat, you know, conspiracy theorists, they'll call us. Well, it's not a conspiracy theory. Like you guys were saying in the chat, it's not a conspiracy theory when it starts coming true, okay?
Exactly. And how many times have we been proven right, too, you know? How many times over the years have things come to fruition and they just get accepted, you know. They just get accepted as you know, part of the world. Well, you know, I mean, all this stuff has been, you know, has been called years before, and it's, you see it in their movies. You see it in, you know, Kubrick's movies, the Wachowski brothers. You see it in George Orwell's books and Aldous Huxley's books. You know, if anyone out there is a skeptic, and doesn't believe there's an agenda, well, you know, let me know, and we'll get you plenty of sources, books, memoirs, and everything else that just really, they're just laying it out and saying, hey, you know, we want global government. We're going to get it one way or another, you know, and that's the main goal here. And it obviously, they're not talking about global government, you know, by doing it, you know, nicely. They're not going to ask us if, you know, hey, do you want to be global? Oh, okay, well, we'll wait another couple of years and ask you again. No, they're going to pull some bullshit event off and scare us into it. That's that's disgusting. You know, if anyone that needs to be ruled by fear, you know, that's tyranny when you rule by fear, and that's really what we have going on. It starts at, you know, and look at this nowadays. do you believe it that you're not allowed to collect rainwater? You know, in your own, supposedly your own yard. I mean, we all know that even though you may be a homeowner, you really, in fact, still don't own that home. Think about this too. You know, something that you own, why do you have to pay taxes on something that you own? And then here's another thing that gets me: the inheritance tax. Why do you have to pay taxes on something that your uncle or your father or somebody has given you as a gift? You know, when you start breaking down these things and looking at it, and it's like, you know, it's just, you know, we're getting totally screwed, and there's no Vaseline for the you know, the average middle and lower class people, and you know, and it's really the 200 grand and up a year crowd that's making out.
When are the all the people that support all the Democrats and Republicans going to get it that, you know, this the system's not set up for us? It's set up against us, you know?
I don't know. Maybe 4 more years, you know?
Young Jibs in the chat said, don't forget about the death tax as well.
Yeah,
tax
of course.
When you die? They tax your family when you die? Are you serious?
Oh yeah, no, there's they tax you on everything, man. They tax you on everything.
I wonder how our taxes compare to other countries. Like, are we the most taxed people? I mean, we must be, the percentage wise, you know. I mean, people give much of their pay. If you go to work and you work a 40-hour week, right? Let's just say you work 40 hours, and let's just say you make, I don't know, say $600. The government's gonna take like $250 off that, right off the top. That's ridiculous, dude.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, obviously, there are totalitarian regimes out there where they may not get taxed, but they're only making, you know, $3 a week or whatever. But on the other hand, we call those countries what they are. You know, we say, and some of those countries may also be getting fed propaganda too. You know, don't get me wrong. Obviously, I do believe that in China, they at the iPod place, they actually do have nets up to keep people from jumping off the top, you know, and I do believe that they have little kids sleeping in cots next to, you know, next to these machines so they can wake up and you know, or next, you know, kids putting in parts to these phones and into our shoes and into, you know, clothes and sewing and everything else. And, you know, and that's disgusting. And the main thing about that is that's the whole corporatism, you know, shtick, and that's what they've done. That was the whole NAFTA, CAFTA, free trade stuff that happened, especially in the 90s, and that's what set up the Bush years and set up the Obama years. You know, that's the thing about Clinton if you ask your average American, you know, say you ask your average one, not a apologetic Democrat or not a frothing Republican, you know, ask your middle of the road guy what they think about Clinton. They're gonna say, I thought he was okay, you know, so what if you got a blowjob? But the main thing about it is, it's like, you know, that was just, you know, that was just, you know, stuff for the bullshit press to eat up. You know, the real fact of the matter is he was making these NAFTA alliances and all these other things that have ruined American businesses and have made it, you know, made us unable to compete. And here's the story. Sometimes you have stuff that's coming in, it comes into New York. It'll get like one thing added to it. It'll get shipped back to the Bahamas or maybe not Bahamas, but somewhere in the Caribbean, and then shipped back again to another port in the U.S. It's like they're able to do that. Bring it from China to the U.S., bring it back out to add something else, and then bring it back into another port. And they're still making more money than they would by paying the average American worker a decent wage. Now, if that's not fucked up, then I don't know what is. You know, and the fact of the matter is, look around. Brian, I know you live in a big industrial city. Where I live, you know, New Haven County, New Haven especially, there is thousands of factories. Every one of them pretty much is closed down. You know, and they have us fighting for scraps on the table and blaming each other. Blaming, you know, blame it on the illegals, blame it on this person, that person, you know, you know, that's the whole thing, deflecting the blame away from the top of this thing, and even, you know, the people the string pullers and string pulleys in the middle.
Yeah, Gibbs wrote, most people think the Federal Reserve is run by the government, and we all know that that's not true. It's a private bank.
Yeah, no,
private bank runs our economy. They make the money.
It is totally private. I do want to add something though to that. Is a lot of people don't know, but it's on our politicians to they can in fact, if you look up CAFR, CAFR, it actually is an actual Federal Reserve audit. But the only thing is, nobody is privy to it. It's pretty much done in secret and whatnot, and. If you politicians have brought it to light, of course, you know, they're a controlled opposition too. You know, just like the other day Bernie Sanders was saying some good things. But again, you know, here's another guy where I consider him like the left's version of Ron Paul. You know, he's considered the extremist and he says some popular things. But in the end, I've seen him cave on a million things too. So, I mean, you know, we can't trust any politicians. But, you know, you know, I don't know. It's just insane as far as that goes. You know, as far as
I bought a 20-ounce Coke today. You know what it cost me? It cost me $1.89 for a 20-ounce Coke. Not even a 1 liter, a 20-ounce.
That's crazy.
$1.89 before deposit. Hey,
you know that made me remember something. You know, think about it. Think about this. When you were growing up in the 80s, if they ever told you that they were, you know, or think about this, any rational person out there, that, you know, there's a war on obesity and they're now going to make a law in New York City that you know, will allow them to or won't allow them to sell a Big Old. They're only allowed to sell 20 ounces or less or whatever. And that, to me... For one, it's just making Coca-Cola and them more money because, you know, you're just going to buy two of them most likely. And then secondly, you know, they're not addressing the real problems, which is, you know, the high fructose corn syrup in it. You know, and that's the thing. That's what happens here. And that's why these fake wars will never be won. The war on terrorism is a farce. The war on drugs is a farce. The war on obesity. The war on what else? What other fake wars do we have?
The war on drugs.
The war on drugs, of course.
How about that one?
how about the war on poverty, as declared by Lyndon Johnson, and has gotten nothing but worse and worse since.
Dude, it's crazy how much everything is. Like, you can't even eat lunch without spending like $15 around here. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I remember you used to be able to get a lunch and a drink and a bag of chips for like, you know, $5, $6, $7, you know?
Right.
I can't even imagine what it's like in New York City. I know we got a couple New York residents in the chat. Guys, what are the prices like there to get a lunch? A sandwich, a bag of chips, and a drink. I mean, it's probably friggin' $15, $20.
And never mind that your wages haven't gone up any. You know, our wages are still the same as they were in 2002 or whatever. But yet the cost of living. Now, here's the thing, Brian. You know, like, I know you're a single guy, lives by yourself, whatever, right now. So you do eat out a lot. But there's a lot of people, too, that are going to the store and buying groceries. And even the fact that eggs are up 50%, you know, from what they were 6 years ago, maybe more, 50 to 75%, I would say. You know, just the fact that, like, eggs and milk, cheese, stuff like that the normal family is going to use and going to go buy to feed themselves.
Oh, and then if you want to go the good route and you don't want to eat the Monsanto crap and you want to get some, you know, good organic food or whatever, you're going to pay like an extra 35-40% on your grocery bill.
Yep.
I'm serious. Just for me to do a food order at, like, Whole Foods or something, and if I get all the good stuff, you know, it's the stuff without the hormones, get
probably
the,
more.
All the stuff that's – yeah, it's a ton of money.
Yep.
I seen them selling these little organic juices today. They were like 20 ounces, all right? And you know how much they were? They were like $3.79, dude. We're talking the same size as the 20-ounce Coke. To get an organic juice, if you want to stay away from the corn syrup, okay. Well, $3.79, sir. I mean, yeah. How many times can you do that during a day?
Now, you're talking out of a corner store or supermarket?
Yeah, I'm talking out of the corner store for the juice. That was today. But when I was talking about the groceries and the 40%, I was talking about at the grocery store.
Right.
You know, a place that sells organic food or whatever. If you want to try and eat that stuff, and you should, but it's a ton of dough. I mean, it's expensive on purpose. You know, they do it on purpose. You think it costs them an extra 100% to make that? No.
No, of course not.
They know they got you by the balls if you want to get it. You're going to spend the money. You know? And I tried doing the whole organic thing for a while, you know, and I've fallen off now, and I got to get back on it. But it was expensive, you know? But it feels so good when you do.
It's tough. Here's the thing that I do. I pick my battles. There's some things that you have to get organic. Like, for example, I have to get organic garlic. Of course, I actually have a good garden going, and most of it is organic. You know, so that's pretty good. And we, my mother actually, she cans a lot of stuff, which is good. So, you know, we do try to cut down as much as that is. But, you know, the average person nowadays, like, I have a lot of friends out there that are having kids and, you know, have kids. And you get to see, they don't feed them, you know, like table dinners, like, you know.
Oh, no. They feed them McDonald's every night, silicone-filled chicken nuggets and ammonia-pasted meat.
Or even if they so-called cook at home, they're not really cooking. They're going and getting frozen, you know.
Oh yeah, when they nuke it, cooking at home and they're nuking the food and giving it to the kids, and you're killing everything in the food that's good for you. Everything.
Yep. All the nutrients, of course.
Let's radiate the food. That never made sense to me. Just like with medicine, somebody's got cancer. Okay, let's radiate all their good cells. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know about you guys, but I just think that's ass backwards. Yeah, meat glue commonage, exactly.
It is bass backwards, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to get myself back on the good diet, you know.
Same with me, man. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I mean, I've just been saying I've been eating so much crap lately. Yeah. You know?
Well, here's the thing with me, man, and you know, obviously, everybody can tell. Either you know me or you see my picture. I'm obviously overweight. You know, and there's a few things that lead to it. And now, one of the biggest things, obviously, is the breads and stuff like that. But you know, in general, it's hard to maintain it. But you know, it comes down to a point where it's like, you know, either, hey, do I want to live to be 42 and die of a heart attack, or you know, do I want to live to, you know, to see this thing out, you know? And that's the thing, what it comes down to. And I mean, you know, it used to be years ago that really, you know, there was everything that was on the table was safe for you, and you had probiotics in your milk, and you know, because it was raw milk, and you had, you know, real cheese and real, you know, not processed Velveeta and American cheese, and you know, and everything, man. Everything is so processed and filled with filler and preservatives, and it's just unbelievable nowadays that some of this stuff can even be classified as food. And you know, number one on that list, like you're saying with the fast food, you had a Taco Bell, was it 33% beef in a beef taco? McDonald's hamburger.
What else is it made out of?
It's filler. It's like some type of sawdust filler, and then some. The rest is like I believe an oatmeal type thing, or you know, some type of grain, and it's, you know, it's made in the texture of meat, and pretty much that's what we have going on here, you know. And you wonder, you know, why are these kids getting sick? Why are 9-year-old girls going through puberty, even younger? And you know, and that comes down to the hormones and, you know, and everything, and the bisphenol A. You know, it's disgusting. You know, and the fact of the matter is, this stuff is not by accident. Like we said before, it's an agenda. It's been planned. You know, what better way than to make a young girl develop faster? So now she's got older guys going after. And then eventually she's going to be knocked up by the time she's 13 or 14. Well, she's not going to be able to raise her kid in a normal fashion. You know, she's not going to be able to go to school. And, you know, so either you have three lives, possibly four, that you get fucked up there. You have her life, the kids' life, and then her parents' lives if they go and take the time and help her raise the kid. You know, maybe somebody will turn out okay in it, but, you know, that's the main thing. There's so many ways that they undermine us. So many ways they undermine us.
Sad. It's sad that your own country does that to you, you know? It makes it hard to have the patriotism that you used to have, you know what I mean?
Yeah, seriously. You know,
it really does make it hard.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Brian, talking about fake patriotism, I know this is a topic you wanted to discuss. I don't know if you had there's not much for images, but what did you feel about that little charade the other day with Mars? You know, what do you think about that? What were they trying to show us there? I mean,
That was ridiculous, dude, and I wasn't expecting anything more than that. Isn't it funny, guys, how the more years we go forward, every time there's a big event, it seems like our technology gets worse as far as photography and videography. Is it just me, or you're going to spend $2 billion to send a robot up onto Mars to walk around, take samples, do whatever you're going to do? Let's just say you really sent a robot up there. You're not going to equip it with a better camera? Like, we can't even get, like, halfway high definition? I mean, you can't even see anything on those first images. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And these are the same people that gave us the Apollo missions, guys. These are the exactly. same people that faked the moon landings. This is NASA. How does NASA have any credibility, first of all? Second of all, if you guys watched it that night, they named the waiting time for the images to come back the 7 minutes of terror. They just love to use those words on us, like, scare us. The right. 7 minutes of terror? Why, is that really the best name for the waiting period for the pictures? Wouldn't it be like the 7 minutes of curiosity, since the thing was named Curiosity and you're curious to see the pictures? Wouldn't that be the natural name? No, they call it the 7 minutes of terror. And what happened right. after 7 minutes, everybody? What happened? Do you guys remember? We didn't get shit. They all stood up and it was a big chest-pumping pep rally.
Yep.
And it was all how great the USA is, yada, yada, yada. Everybody's hooting and hollering, right? And then one of the first ladies that was interviewed, what did I say, Justin? I said, any bet, within like 30 seconds, she's going to tell you how it was just like a movie. And what did she do? She got in front of the camera, and she told you, oh, this is great. This is a great day. We landed another thing on Mars. It was just like a movie. They give it away every time, man. They always say that. They say it every time. They say it at the Batman shootings. The Batman shootings right. that just happened in Aurora, or the alleged shootings, whatever happened over there. I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm not buying it. I'll tell you right off the bat, I'm not buying it, because if you go and look, just watch some of the witnesses, guys. They're just not believable. I had like three people in the matter of watching like five or six of them all say it was just like a movie. One woman was like, she was talking about how the bullets were flying past her head and they were grazing her forehead. And then you're looking at her and you can see her whole forehead because her hair's up and pushed back. Right. And she doesn't even have a red mark on her forehead at all. And this isn't high definition. This isn't on Mars. This isn't Colorado or whatever, wherever they're filming their little shot in front of a movie theater. And it's just – it's absolutely ridiculous. And then also one of the guys they were interviewing – one of the guys they were interviewing, right? He just kept going on and on about how pumped he was to see the new Batman movie. It was almost like it was an ad for a Batman movie. It was almost – I was starting to really think that. I'm like, is this just like to hype up the Batman movie and get the ticket sales going? Because that's what it started to sound like, you know? I'm sorry. I'm going totally. On and on and on, but you know what I mean?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, no, I was having a little – I'm still trying to get into Chrome right now. I'm getting like – I can't – it won't open for me. You know, and here's the thing. Why pick the 7 minutes of terror? Now, doesn't that make you remind you of something too as far as – the 7/7 bombings. I'm going to get into the number 7 a little bit, too, here a little bit. Very big occult number. It's a Kabbalistic number as well. Now, check this out, too. You have the Sikh shooting that happened the other day. Again, there were six victims, and then the murderer that killed himself, or that he killed himself again. Either way, seven total victims. You know, you had the Breivik thing, 77. Flight 77 on 9/11. You do the math for the the Aurora shooting. It happened on again 7/7, and you know, here real quick, I'll just if you don't know what I mean by that, here's how you do that. 7 for the month of July, and then obviously it was happened on the 20th, so you take 2 + 0 is nothing, +2012, 2 + 1 + 2 = 5, +2 from the 20 equals 7. 7/7. You know, and this is the whole theme. This is the whole ritual that has to do with the Olympics and has to do with this whole situation. And you know, I don't know if anybody out there has more info on the purpose of 7/7. I just keep around the purpose of 7 or 7/7. I keep coming back to the New Jerusalem thing, it seems like, and it's definitely a Kabbalistic number. Now, hold on, check. Here's another thing, actually, real quick, before I, when the Olympics started on 7/27, it was also a Jewish holiday known as Tish B'Av. You know, all this stuff. It's not by coincidence. You know, and of course, the whole thing there is you know, rebuilding Solomon's temple, and that's the whole in my opinion, that's pretty much what all these you know, that's if you ask a Freemason pretty much what are, you know, what are they for, that's what the answer they'll give you, and
yeah.
A lot of times they don't even some of them mean it literally, some of them don't mean it literally.
Someone in the chat just they commented about Brevik killed 77, and people put building 7, and Shane asked, yeah, Shane, basically the you can look, if you scroll down, Shane, right under the chat and watch that video real quick. It's only like 3 minutes. You'll see the BBC aired footage that was absolutely CGI. You can see the buildings on the right totally disappear, street signs disappear. These are supposed to be the buildings that Brevik blew up, and it's just more bullcrap. It's more bullcrap. Just like 9/11, just like, you know, some of these shootings. I won't say all of them because a couple of them could be real, and I haven't, you know, looked enough into every single one to tell you, you know, and I'm not going to just make a blanket statement over everything. But, yeah, Brevik, no, that wasn't real, guys.
No, you know, and here's another thing about Brevik. It's funny, too, that with this whole agenda they have going on. Now here's the thing. Here is a guy that was seen in a Knights Templar Mason uniform. That was one of the images that was going around to him. Now, also, you have the whole
thing. Did you see how the image looked with the back? I mean, it was just like a perfect picture. Like it was like he put on the costume and posed for the picture. I mean, like, how did they get a picture of him in a bomb-making suit? Like, where did they get that picture from? Did he have fucking camera snapping pictures of him while he's making his bombs?
Right. Well, check, you know, and here's the other thing, too. I mean, and again, if 77 is another number from the Knights Templar, you know, so... Again, here's a guy that wanted that had a beef supposedly against Muslims, you know, and was an anti-Muslim guy. So, you know,
we got a Norway resident that's going to ring in right now. So,
okay, it's got to be David.
Yeah.
I'd like to really restart and get into the chat though soon. But yeah, let's take David's call then.
Yeah. So, David, call in as soon as you can. Now, Justin, what's the matter with the you can't open what? You can't open Chrome, you said? So why don't you
Chrome
just open
not,
a different browser?
Chrome will not open for me, and I can't see the chat on Firefox.
Oh. So what are you
supposed
to do?
I can get to the page on Firefox, but I can't, there's no chat, and like I said, Firefox for mine, it's like for some reason when it comes up on mine on my computer, I'm missing graphics, I'm missing words, I'm missing, and that's why, you know, remember when you were telling me, oh, just go to Fire, it's not that easy on this on this antique I'm working with, like it's really ridiculous. It's not like
whenever I take a trip down to see you, maybe I'll have to fix your computer for you while I'm down there and get it running faster.
I don't think you
can, David, are you with us?
Unless we updated
hello,
the ring.
Hello,
hey David,
hey, how are you?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to waste your time with how I am so much, but I was. But thanks for asking, and I hope you're surviving too with all this madness. I just wanted to make a couple of comments on the Breivik thing, so because actually, well, I'll try and put it in a nutshell if you like. I was in Oslo actually the day before it happened, and I actually got some very interesting messages in a very curious way. But sometimes one does receive messages in the most strange. I was taking a taxi. I had to take a taxi because the train lines were closed. So I had to take a taxi to. Oh, crocky, I'm hearing my... Oh, hang on, just a second. I have to close that site. Now I'm listening to myself. All right, sorry about that. So I was taking the taxi. The taxi driver didn't know where he was going. He couldn't even find where I was going. And the fact is that he was just put on the job that day, according to him. He wasn't first in the queue, but he was pushed on me. Even though there were other, you know how the taxis stand in the queue, and usually the one in front of the queue has the right to take the customer. Yeah. Well, this guy was pushed on me. He drove me up to Grefsen station and parked in the middle of a bridge. He couldn't find the station, which was which I had to find myself, which was a bit further down. He just got me to the general area, and he parked the car sideways. And made the what was the number of the there was something funny about the number. I thought, why are you going backwards and forwards? And you made the you know, where you see how much it costs for the taxi. I'll see if, anyway, there was something strange about that. And then he parked sideways in the middle of the street, so traffic is stopping and stuff. And so that when I open the door, I see the number 22 on a box, which, by the way, now is removed. That number is now removed from that box, and the number 22 was there. And this is on the 21st, the day before this happened, and I was on the way out of Oslo, and I could have a, I actually had a feeling. I got a few. I know this sounds crazy, and it really is crazy, because I really think maybe, more than just maybe, that was a message to me personally. Anyway, I tried contacting a couple of people. I couldn't get through to them. To tell them I had a very strong feeling and was receiving very peculiar messages that something big is going to go down. When it comes to if the buildings exploded, if there was an actual real bomb or not, yes, there was a real bomb that exploded in what we call the Regjeringsbygg in Norwegian. I don't know how really how to translate that to English. It's a governmental building. Where certain people have their offices there, connected with the government and so on and so forth, which was literally blown. All of the windows were blown out, and the whole area has still got windows blown out in an area that it really beggars belief. I mean, most people I know who live in Oslo heard the blast. It would be difficult not to hear it. There again, there is a lot of strange stuff going on here. Yes, that one disinfo I see being repeated is this photograph of a so-called what do you call it? Sort of like training thing where you see three cops climbing up the side of a building, which actually had nothing to do and didn't happen before the Breivik attack at all. It happened several years earlier. I just thought I'd throw that in because I've actually done some homework on that.
That's a popular. What is that, a popular image going around every time they talk about it, they show it? Kind of like this exactly. Is them, the cops doing their job or whatever, but it's not really because you recognize it from before.
Yeah, you know how they have sort of like what do you call it, a training program, practicing for an event that actually happens. You know, like in 7/7, like, but this it wasn't the case here in the Oslo bombings. Now, when it comes to, well, afterwards he drove out to the island, as you probably all heard of by now, and shot down over 60 young AUF politicians. These are young; it's like a young Labour Party thing, and they have a tradition through many. Many years of meeting on this island, which I've actually cycled past several times. How many of these people, you see, in a place like Norway, we're very sparsely populated, everybody knows everybody. It's very difficult to pull off a stunt that is fully staged. So there have been real deaths and real killings here. So I should know because I know people that connect to, to this whole event. One thing I'd also like to throw in here is that actually a friend of mine who just happens to be in the chat, I won't say who.
Quick question, David.
Yes.
Well, would you say the death numbers were inflated? How do you end up with a perfect number like 77 or something? You know what I mean?
That's very interesting, isn't it?
That's a possibility, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's very interesting, and maybe they were a bit less or a bit more, or they adjust the number. It's very difficult to know the precise number. There were two or three witnesses when it first happened saying that there was more than one shooter on the island, although no focus has been made on that, as far as I can tell, later on in the mass media here in Norway. They seem to have concentrated on other things. And one of the things they have concentrated on, which I think is very interesting, where you hear the lawyers changing their minds, they've swapped a few people out, looking at the case and blah blah blah. And I predicted actually that this would happen, and lo and behold, this is what happened because it fits the general agenda. And whether it's staged or not, we can see which direction it's going in, where they have decided to instead of. Well, you see, it has to do with his sanity, and they're building a kind of psychiatric special little building for him, just for him to be locked up in, you know, a padded cell equivalent sort of thing. And, well, this guy, when we first saw these headlines hitting the world news, obviously, we see a little picture of him in the apron of Freemasonry. But we also see him dressing up in all sorts of things, and one of the things
that it was like showing like a dress up show for the
yes,
it was like
exactly.
It was a photo op. Did you see it? I mean, it was crazy. They'd get these perfect pictures of him with just this, you know, blank background, and he'd have a bomb making suit on. Then he'd have a Freemason suit on. Go ahead, continue. Yep. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Well, it is really. I mean, my personal take on it is along those lines that. Well, he has actually been involved in politics, this guy, and he was in a far-right group, which is called Fremskrittspartiet here in Norway. This is, what do you call it, like a forward motion? There's a phrase that's very stepping forward. It's kind of forward in the title, of suggesting that going forward. Right wing party. He's been involved in that, but then I think it's very interesting that this 1500 page manifesto is going on and on about Marxism, cultural Marxism, and stuff like this, where if you try even bringing up the subject of Marxism now in Norway, people will automatically, not necessarily all people, but a lot of people will automatically presume that you're a conspiracy nut job. And same old story. But as soon as you try pointing out any truth, the people have already been programmed with the ideas and concepts that they've adopted from the mass media. But yeah, the dressing up part, back to that, if I may. And that's what they do in these Freemasonic lodges as well. And they practice dressing up and having their little rituals and playing their parts. How to dress up and with a wig and be a judge, don't they? And put on a police uniform and so on and so forth. The whole thing, I really think it is staged, but I do also believe that the vast majority, at least, of the killings are real. I can't be sure of the exact. I mean, the bomb blast was so significant in Oslo that I think it was what, I can't remember offhand now because I haven't been doing any research on this. So 8 or 9 people that were killed and others seriously injured in that massive bomb blast. And they're still repairing it now today. I mean, you know, I've been in Oslo several times. I live just 80 kilometers from Oslo, sometimes.
Quick question, sorry, yeah. Though, too, you know, yeah. No need to apologize. Here's another thing, though. It's very possible, like, that we had a 9/11 like event where you know, maybe some people were, you know, were evacuated before they blew up a building or whatever else, too. You know, there's always,
yeah, Yeah, you know? Yeah, that there you've got a point there that I actually hadn't thought of yet. So it's a good thing you mentioned that. That jolted that into my memory. Hello. I mean, that when I see the damage done to that, it's a big multi-story grey building that I've been past thousands of times, probably at least. And I'm thinking, hello, they blew that almost to smithereens. How come there were... that not more people were hurt and killed. So you've got a very good point there, which I actually hadn't thought of yet. So there you go. and then there were other things going on. So many things again that are fishy about the whole thing. I'm not entirely
just the pictures themselves are fishy. I mean, come on. You got the guy taking pictures with a gun, and then taking pictures with a bomb-making suit, taking pictures with a Freemason yep. suit. Just that right yep. there is fishy. I mean, who's going to do that before yep. they go do a crime? You know what I mean? And with the plain, perfect backgrounds. It looks like he's sitting in the yep. photo studio, you know? Like
he probably is sitting in the photo studio. That's exactly it. And I yeah. I really think that is... if there's anything truth to this at all about this fellow, that if he really has killed anyone, I really think is a programmed Freemasonic Manchurian candidate type figure. And for those people who have problem believing how programmed a person can be, just to throw in one person who I know personally in Oslo, went off to an NLP meeting and I tried warning him. When he came back, I asked him, okay, so did you learn anything interesting about NLP at that meeting? And he didn't know what I was talking about, couldn't remember going to any meeting, and so on and so forth. So that's how quickly they can get hold of your mind and take complete control over you. Anyway, I don't need to say more about that. What else? What do you think? Any other questions?
How significant was the bomb damage, and did you see any of it personally?
Yeah, I've seen it many, many times. I've been in the area, past the actual buildings. How many times? At least 20 times since it happened, if not 30. Oh no, how long ago is this now? I must have been there at least 30 times by now, and past there. And there's still the area now is starting to look more like a military. Police state. That is a certain sort of central area that has been barricaded off half barricaded off in the center of Oslo while they're doing the repairs. And you've got like a military, something similar to military police standing around. At least they've got weapons and so on and so forth. And it's very interesting to see that development there. So I often take a sort of a back route there, and I've got like these military police standing around, thinking, crikey, I mean, is this the first foothold of the military police state happening here too? And it wouldn't surprise me if it is, because we know what the agenda is, don't we?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. They got to get, you know, and that's the problem with Europe is, Europe, I would pretty much, I mean, there's a couple that are more sovereign than others, but for the most part, you know, maybe you would disagree, but from what I've heard, a lot of the European countries kind of like open borders type thing where you can travel back and forth and
it used to be. It used to be more like that. It's not like that anymore at all. And you know, I mean, when you hear about TSA gropings in the Americas, it's exactly the same here. When I was traveling to Spain, well, it was just—it's just the same on this end as everywhere else, because they just decorate it slightly differently in the mass media again. And when I was traveling to Spain, I took the train down, by the way, and there weren't so many scanners then, except for when I came to the French-Spanish border, where we had to go through some scanner things at a train station. Although not me through the scanner, but the stuff we've got had to go through a big black, horrible-looking thing. And but I took the plane back. Then it was full body scanners, and they stuffed my PC, my laptop, through a scanner. That when I took it out at the other end, the whole thing was, you know, the static, you know, like a tingling, a rushing sound. I reached out before I'd even touched the PC, the laptop, with my fingers. I could feel the static like jumping out of my fingers. I thought, crikey, I'd be amazed if this thing still works after that. But it did. It didn't. Another thing about the Breivik attack that I just like to round off there, because I don't want to take over your show or anything, is that what Breivik is being used for, in my opinion, is to increase the use of psychiatry as a prison, an effective prison. It always has been used as a prison, and they're just going to use this to justify imprisoning people under certain pretenses. I mean, as you both are probably very well aware, I mean, how psychiatry has been used to shut people up in many parts of the world throughout history, and well, at least in the last 100 years or ever since psychiatry was shoved on us. So there is a famous a governmental figure called Synnøve Fjellbakk-Tofte here in Norway. You probably won't have heard of her anywhere else, but she's a more known case here in Norway of when she started saying things that this Freemasonic government didn't want her to say. And the Bilderbergers here, by the way, too. Jens Stoltenberg, our prime minister, and his father arrange and participate in the Bilderberg meetings here in Norway. And another thing, just to join a couple of quick dots there, our so-called health system was started by John D. Rockefeller in 1914. Surprise, surprise, because the Rockefeller Foundation and those little buggers have been doing that all over the planet. Yes, even in Norway, you see the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers, Freemasons. The Lodge of Freemasonry is straight over the road from our equivalent of the Houses of Parliament, and that's no coincidence either. And there are also massive underground networks connecting the whole caboodle.
And never mind the black nobility, and of course the Vatican, of course, too.
Yeah, it's mostly Protestant here in Norway. But, of course, I mean, a church is a church.
Right. Either way, and that's the thing a lot of people don't understand, is that even the Protestant, Lutheran, Baptist, you know, any of these other denominations, they've been co-opted by the, these same Jesuits as well. And that's one of their creeds. If you look into the Jesuit oath, they will pretend to be of any religion just to, to carry out their agenda.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thanks very much for. I'll probably let you guys get on with it. But if you want me to hang around, I mean, I can hang around and mute a bit or something.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go yet. I mean, it's good to hear from somebody over there. I think you're the first person I heard from that's actually over there.
David and I have always had insightful talks. He's had me as a guest on his show in the past. I've had him on my old show and Informed. Definitely a good person to hear from that side of the pond.
Right, cheers. And I think I'm wondering, it's starting to break up for me now. I don't know if you're receiving me anymore, but I was supposed to be on the show earlier today, and I think it was a Freemason pressing the disrupt button and wrecking the whole thing, as they sometimes do. So it's probably a good idea.
Hold on, were you on Talk Show?
No, I was invited on to Freedom Slips on Angela Black's show, and things went smoothly yesterday. But we were doing very well because we hit I think it was number 5 on what's it called, TalkStream Live, that TalkStream Live list, and passed Glenn Beck. Yoo-hoo!
Nice.
Anyway. So maybe they sent out the people with the disrupt button to wreck my possibilities there, as they often do.
It happened to us on TalkShoe like a couple weeks ago. I tried to go on somebody's show, and it got totally hacked into, and somebody was like using a soundboard and just kept like cussing over me and just kept swearing and swearing until they cut the show.
Right, it happened to me to Brian and I. We did a show one night. We couldn't get the server working, so we went over there, and the guy kept cutting in and trying to call us Nazis and saying I was an Italian fascist and this and that. And then last night or the night before, when Brian was on this this other show, they pulled the same thing again. It's some. I don't even think that they're. I don't know if they're like a government troll or what, but supposedly, or if they're just a kid with too much time on their hands that's a hacker. But the Talk Show can't stop. They can't even stop these people. A host is supposed to be able to control, who they block and who they mute and who they let in and out. And they were just they just kept breaking into the call, And it's just it makes you wonder what some of the stuff that we're unearthing and talking about. you know, yeah. that they would do that to, you know, to shows like ours or yours, or, you know, or whatever. But
well, it's amazing. Because, I mean, I might have told you little stories about the black helicopters following me around. People think I'm nuts when I tell them. Actually, they've given me a rest for almost a year now, but now I've been receiving... messages.
You showed me pictures.
Well, yeah, I think I showed you a video clip that I'd taken at least. Yeah, right. So I mean, that was just a little taster of what I was experiencing on a regular basis. So and followed around by foot by agents, shot at in the park, and all sorts of things going on. So they gave me a rest for a while after I stopped using a telephone. I suppose maybe they were tracking me more effectively because I was carrying that stupid phone around. When I left the phone in the cupboard, suddenly everything stopped. But now when I have started going on air again and being active on air, because I really feel something has to be done, I really feel the crunch and the back against the wall now, looking at what's going down. And the insane chemtrailing is also here in Norway. I think maybe the viewers might find, or the listeners, sorry, will find that interesting, just that someone from another neck of the woods is also reporting very heavy spraying. It's been raining almost non-stop for 2 years now here in Norway, and it's not by accident. And I've got so much, there's so much video evidence, we don't really need to take many more videos. I mean, the evidence is in the sky in real time anyway. So there you go, we're being chemtrailed. I've lost my thread now. What was it about?
Not sure.
I've run out of cigarettes. I lost my concentration there.
Real quick, I just wanted to make one statement, and that's as far as we know, chemtrailing is going on pretty much in every NATO country, every EU country. So I mean, we're talking about in pretty much every major industrialized country like Japan and you know, Australia, right. New Zealand, like I said, all of Europe, you know.
Well, Norway isn't officially a member of the United Nations, although it has agreed to more United Nations resolutions than just about any other country anyway. And we are a part of NATO, yes, and I've spoken to several ex-NATO soldiers, even in this area, who tell me that when they got to Afghanistan, it wasn't what they were told it was, let's put it that way. So, and that came straight from the horse's mouth, and it was no surprise for me. I mean, you know, opium, I saw someone mentioning about the opium or something in the chat earlier, and, well, where do you think it comes from? Well, it comes from Afghanistan, that's no secret anymore, is it?
Yeah.
And, sorry, now I remember where my thread was, and followed around. Now, recently, when I started going back on the air and getting surprisingly high on that TalkStream live list, I'm getting messages, let's just put it that way, and so enjoy me while I'm still around. no black helicopters yet, though, so that's nice. That's nice. So considerate of them to give me a break.
Yeah. Well, I hope nothing happens to you, David. Listen, we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come back in 3 minutes after we play a quick song. If you want, you can hang on the call or whatever you want to do, buddy.
If you want me around, I'll hang around for a bit. Yeah, cheers,
man. Sure. Hang around for a few. Absolutely. We're just going to go on a quick break, guys, and we'll be back in like 3 minutes. You listen to Dose of Reality Radio on therealnewsonline.com.
Extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy yams. Honey-coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girls, she's from around the way.
like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your ring on silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break hearts and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Coat flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. Bobby Brown button on your sleeve. I tell you, come here, you say meet me halfway. His brother's been popping that yang all day. Around the way you're like a neighborhood jewel. All the homeboys sweat you, so you're crazy cool. Wear your gold in the summer with your Viking shorts. While you're watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirls crew. While a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining. So we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you, you're from around the way.
Everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook. We have our caller on the line, David Black, calling in from Norway, giving us some great insight into what's going down over there. David, you're the first person that I actually heard from that's actually, you know, over there. I'm really glad you called in, man.
Oh, thanks. I'm really glad that I was allowed to call him. It was actually, I was just lying down and listening to the program, about to doze off, and it was such a great program. I had to pull myself out of bed and shove a coffee on the stove. So good on you guys for keeping up the good truthing there, and let's keep it up as long as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. You have anything else you wanted to mention while you were here? Besides Breivik, anything else on your mind? What's going on over in Norway right now? What's the big agenda over there? What's slipping under the radar, under everybody's noses from the politicians?
I've seen Agenda 21 popping up hand in hand, surprise surprise, simultaneously in a certain location at House Mania. It's called House Mania in Oslo. You've got a lot of artists, musicians, painters, sort of alternative people or whatever, for lack of a better term. Surprise surprise, hand in hand with the Zeitgeist Project and the Venus Project, they've got Agenda 21 coming onto the scene, and so many people are falling for the pretty words, falling for the facade that Agenda 21 presents with its 40 chapters and so on and so forth. And nobody will be able to understand Agenda 21 properly if they just take it at face value, like so many other things that are presented to us in this world. And if you dig a bit deeper, you'll see the same familiar phrases like sustainable development. And if you actually look at the meeting from Brazil in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, you'll see Maurice Strong, a certain Rockefeller connected fellow, some would suggest even groomed by the Rockefellers to take that role. Non-governmental organizations also involved, and certain American political figures kind of forgetting about the so-called Logan Act. Norway is people who visit Norway keep saying, oh, it's so orderly and organized and so clean and tidy. I said, yeah, well, I mean, look, where are the handicapped people? Where are the children? There are no children playing in the streets. There are no handicapped people. Where do you think they put them? Well, it's all institutionalized. Everything is institutionalized to a degree that is horrifying. It's like a horror movie. It's a horror movie with people walking around like zombies, probably because they're mass medicated. And here,
are they any less awake over there than over here, or do you think it's about the same? Or do you have a kind of? Do you even have a grasp for how it is over here? I mean, over here, there's such a small percentage of people that really even try to look and see what's going on.
There are about 1.5 people I can talk to objectively in this country that I know of, if that gives you a good idea of a percentage. You know, I mean, or maybe about 3, you know, 3 or 4. A lot of them look outside of the box. They get scared and they climb back in the naive balloon again. So it really is bloody hopeless. You end up, feel like banging your head against the wall. When here I am trying to describe things that are very real to people and so on and so forth when it comes to global power structures and power structures that are also actual here in Norway. We see the same vaccine propaganda being pushed here. We see the same phenomena with children being chemtrails and kids being put, or like 5 and 6 year old kids being put on Ritalin, just like in the States.
It's
the same thing because it's the same agenda and it comes from the same source. And until people realize this they'll still go out with their voting slips thinking that it's going to make a difference. If they thought about how straightforward our governments are being about chemtrails and many other issues that develop independently of what is being discussed on the world stage or the political stage, then they would realize how little their vote really counts for anything at all. And my personal opinion is that really stop voting and snap out of the trance, because humanity has been led down the wrong path by very clever manipulators, families who throughout generations have had a lot of practice in the art of manipulation, and this is why they have their secretive societies, and this is also why you have a magic circle in magic, because if you know a lot of tricks, you can play someone around, wrap someone around your finger with no problem at all. This is why they keep even magic tricks secret from the people, and you'll find that Houdini, whose real name was Eric Weiss, actually was a member of the magic circle, managed to produce gold coins in ridiculous amounts. I mean, well, I wonder where he got all that from. And almost giving it away and that sort of thing. And just happened to... So it was just a little thought there on Freemasonry and the magic circle.
Yeah, it's also very big in OTO and a lot of this other stuff. In fact, too, like, you know, we're talking about Kubrick a little earlier. If you look at it, he used that in, I believe, Eyes Wide Shut, and also in Dr. Strangelove. He showed these military types sitting around in a ritualistic circle, and the same thing as far as he had actual showed an actual ritual in Eyes Wide Shut, and you know, it's just insane too. And another thing about the circle, you go back, and that's most of the time when you see it, especially when it's an illuminated circle, that's, you know, it's blatant sun worship, you know, right in your face, and that's you know, one of the main occult things. And, you know, as far as you know, it's as far as in your face is, you know, everywhere that they put it, it's, you know, it's insane as far as what's going on, you know?
That's funny. I'm sorry, you're breaking up, Justin. I don't know if it's just me.
No, he broke up on my end too, David. I'm pretty sure he broke up for everybody.
Right. Oh, dear.
Justin, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you
now.
You
broke up for a second there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out this goddamn computer. I don't know. I don't know. Well, you guys go ahead and talk for a second, and I don't know what else do we want to get into. I'm trying to figure this thing here.
I'd,
I'd like to participate in the chat a little bit too. I that's what I'm trying to do, but it's not making it easy on me tonight.
So it won't open in Chrome or Firefox for you?
No, it's in Firefox. I can see the page. I can't see the chat. So if you have the link to the actual chat, like you did that other time, that would be good. As far as I'm not the radio page, the actual chat.
Yeah, I got that. I'll send that to you. I just grabbed it. All
right.
Hold on.
Let me try that.
Try that one. I'll see if you can't get in there. Guys, we apologize. Justin's having a little trouble with his computer. David, did you hear us earlier talking about all the aid that the U.S. gives to the Israeli military and to their whole agenda over there? How does the world do that?
Ooh, I'm not an expert on that, but it seems pretty obvious to me that Israel and the States have been hand in hand for an awful long time, and what you could almost call the state of Rothschild, even with that hexagram, by the way, people are calling the Star of David called a hexagram.
The Seal of Solomon. Yeah, the hexagram.
And the Seal of Solomon, we've got
David? I think we lost him. Justin, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear David at all.
That's weird. Maybe he cut out. What David was just talking about, though, is the hexagram. And, of course, you know, that's the six-sided star also. What we would think of as the Star of David, well, that is actually the Seal of Solomon, as well as being the same symbol that the Rothschilds use. So if that doesn't tell you anything about Israel and what their intentions were, of course too, that you have the word hex, which in magic, the word hex, you know, to put a hex on somebody, that actually comes from the word hexagram, you know. So everything here is and that's the thing. I'd like to look more into the etymology of words, the etymology, because there's so many other words like that to where they have a prefix like that, or it goes back to some root word that, you know, for example, when you talk about like the courtrooms in the United States, and you have the magistrate, you know, what do you hear there? You hear, you know, magistrate, you know, and again, you have the judge in a black robe. You know, there's so many ties into the occult in every one of these things. Last week we talked a little bit about the red mass that goes on for St. Thomas More, the Inquisitor, who burnt at least 10 people at the stake, and was made a saint, and that's one of the people that the politicians and Supreme Court are praying to and attending a big mass for. So I mean, you know, it's, you know, whether we're talking about Zionist Israel or the Jesuits in the Vatican, you know, they have this whole thing sewn up, and it's been a long-standing agenda. You know, the whole thing about it is, you know, what is their next move? You know, a lot of people wonder that. I think that right now, for the most part, in my opinion, I don't know, let you guys, or Brian, if you want to, talk after this and say what you think. But in my opinion, here's what's going to happen. I think that 2012 is going to be used as much for as much fear as possible. That's pretty much what they're doing. They're getting people to because stress breaks you down, you know, and that's one thing about it. You keep hearing about these shootings. You keep, never mind the economics, struggle.
Maybe that's why I got sick.
it's why it's the number one reason why everybody gets sick. It also causes strokes and heart attacks and diabetes, and you know, so many other things, along with a bad diet, along with everything else. And it's also part of the slow kill agenda. So, you know, the main thing is, though, is you know, they do need a polarizing event that would let them, you know, get their new world order. whether they pull off the alien, the fake alien invasion or not, is you know, I just say maybe not now, but eventually. But regardless, I think 2012 is the year of fear, and I think that they're really trying to get us in, you know, into this fear mind state, and that, you know, they want people to know truth to a certain point. They want people to know certain truths, but in reality, these truths are actually mostly bullshit. So, yeah, by the way, I'm in the chat now. So, hello. All right,
excellent. I just wanted to say something real quick, just on another topic, and this is something we've addressed before. We've actually addressed this when we first met. I think, you know, one of our first shows together. I think we already addressed this, or you know, not or shortly after. I think pretty much everybody that might be in our chat right now already knows this, but we had some people in the groups lately that have been commenting, posting some of Dallas Goldbug's junk, saying that we need to go there and check this guy out. He's really great. You know, the family exposed this, that, and the other thing. Guys, when the whole Giffords thing went down, I feel that they did give him, you know, some good stuff. He had some decent stuff on the Giffords thing and one other protest video. Besides that, if you guys are going by Dallas Goldbug and his ear comparisons, where he says that they're using celebrities like Britney Spears and Jack Black and he's got O.J. Simpson. He's got all these celebrities, right? And if you guys know who he is, you know what I'm talking about. And he'll say that he'll put a picture of two totally different people next to each other, and he'll tell you that this one person, whichever one it is out of the two, is playing both parts. And they use the most famous people in the world. It's like, come on, man. Like, they would use people that everybody knows their face. His newest one, guys, well, not his newest one, but I was checking out his page today, okay? He's got O.J. Simpson up there, and he's got a white guy playing him.
Yeah, no, that's one of the worst ones I've seen yet.
That just totally discredits his thing, like, so bad. It's on, man.
And he also has Gerald Celente, I'm not a fan of Celente. I think he's kind of controlled opposition, but he's got Celente as this Alibaba guy. He's like a new age guru or whatever. And it's like, you know, he's just so far off balance. You know what's funny, too? The guy he's calling Jack Black is actually a kid by the name of Ryan D. Hall, who's in a We Are Change activist out of Kansas City, I believe. And he actually wrote an expose on Dallas Goldbug recently. And I'll tell you, he pretty much if anyone wants it, I can get it for you after, because it's in note form on Facebook. I don't think it's actually it might be published on the net somewhere. But to make a long story short, you know, and he actually, you know, broke it down and said, hey, what if this guy is actually doing this stuff so that you get a bunch of truthers that are behind using facial recognition software? You know, and that's one of the things. And of course, too, a lot of people don't realize that this guy was involved in some program to help get kids back to, you know, to kidnap parents. And that's why his site was called WellAware.com, whatever. And of course, you had the Masonic A and the you know, the B's on there, and you know, the whole thing is just the guy's past. It's just unbelievable. I put up some of his comparisons before, and they're a complete joke to anybody that is not being totally pulled around by this guy. And I think some people, you know, to some people's credit, I think maybe they watch one video and see a couple matches that maybe make sense. They think, oh well, you know, maybe he's on to something. But you know what? These same people, I tell you, go and look at the stuff that he's posting every day. Go look at some of these other videos and just wait and see how off some of these people are, you know. And it's not why would this person, this you know, for example, he has a guy playing an NFL coach, and then playing a conservative columnist. Let me tell you, son, an NFL football coach has no time for anything else. Like they are completely busy, 24/7. My high school football coach used to fall asleep, you know, they used to really sleep in the film room, and could you imagine as a pro coach, it's totally just unfathomable. He was saying John Fox from the Carolina Panthers was actually
O.J. Simpson's a white guy. I mean,
was Andrew Breitbart the conservative activist that died or whatever, and yeah, exactly. And this was the icing on the cake. He's got O.J. Simpson playing a guy maybe who's Italian and has maybe like an Italian or maybe Spanish complexion. That's really reaching, though. The guy's a white guy, yeah. And to make a long story short, he's out of his fucking skull. Sorry to swear, but you know.
No, I
don't like to drop the F bomb too often. No, I think it, you know, but my opinion on the guy is either he's a paid agent, or he's a mind controlled nut, or he's really I don't know. The other thing is maybe he's doing this as I don't know. I took that away a long time ago. Maybe he was just doing it as a joke type thing and seeing how many people he can fool with it. I don't know. He takes a little too serious for that. So I think either he's just a totally a paid agent, which wouldn't be surprising considering he has Halliburton as an ex-employer, worked on, you know, some JFK work, you know, some JFK books and everything else. And now is spouting this crap. And not only that, a year ago too, he was
Chat said Dallas Goldbug said Bruce Willis was Al Gore.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, guys. I mean, come on. Would they use either one of those people? I mean, to play somebody else? I mean, everybody knows what Al Gore looks like. Everybody knows what Bruce Willis looks like. He's got Britney Spears playing somebody. Guys, people know what these people look like. You wouldn't use those people to double.
Quick question. What was the name of Gore's little global warming movie? Trying to think.
I don't know. Anybody in the chat? No. You know, the guys know the name of Al Gore's global warming movie.
The one he won the Nobel Prize for, because we should make a little parody of it with we'll call it like Die Hard. You know, Die Hard from Global War, it's called Inconvenient Truth. Well, that's what it's called.
That'd be easy. We could make a Die Hard movie easy. I mean, I made the 9/11 videos, so why not, right?
Let's call it Die Hard and Inconvenient Truth. You know, and man, you know, this stuff is crazy. Yeah, go ahead, Brian. That's enough on that agent or whatever he is. But
I had to get that out there because I've seen his name surfacing a lot in our groups lately, and I thought he was all but, you know, dead and buried. You know what I mean? I thought everybody had, you know, pretty much moved past that for now, but apparently not. You know, there's a lot. And the reason we're telling you this, guys, it's not to pick on people or to start beef with people or anything. It's because we don't want to see people misled. And this guy's intentionally misleading truthers. It's not a huge number of truthers, but there's enough of them that are being misled by this guy. And if you guys just use your brain for a minute, please do not, you know, just go on somebody else's word. Do some research on something. Don't just look at a couple of pitches that this guy's comparing. This guy actually tells you. You want to hear about credibility? How's this for no credibility? This guy actually tells you that his little air biometric test, which is nothing more than drawing a couple lines on the screen and saying that these guys have the same looking air, he says that that's actually better than a fingerprint, okay? I mean, when's the lion going to stop? It's better than a fingerprint? Does anybody here believe that? I don't think so.
Not at all. Not only that, can you hear me, Brian?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Not only that too, but this guy is pumping out, you know, I'd say at least one comparison a day, maybe more.
How could you ever find him that fast? What's the chances of that? Come on.
Right. Let's say even three a week. Now, to be honest, if to really use like a scientific method, and to pick out these guys, I would say you would really need three experts, and I've never seen on his credentials anything about being a facial recognition expert. You would probably need three, experts that actually, you know, as much as I hate school and everything, as much as I'm not really for the whole college thing, and I think it's a big waste of money for most, you know, jobs. But I think for something like that, you would really need some some type of military training or at least, you know, and for him to just claim that he's, you know, sees his things and he's an expert and this and that, you know, you would probably need like at least three of them to sit there and go back and forth and you know, and do the biometrics and measure between, you know, the eyes and the eyes and the nose and the mouth, the eyes and the ears. All this stuff is, you can't just go by the ears. And not only that, but some of them, I look at them and the ears don't even match. And then some of them, I think he photoshops.
He has his three people. He has Sonya from the Shooter Girls, who made that funny video about him, about the ear doesn't lie. I guess I'm hearing in the chat that they made him take it down on YouTube because he was complaining. So he's got her playing Tina Fey and playing Sarah Palin. It's all three supposed to be the same person. It's like, come on, man. These are famous people. This is a politician that everybody knew from... Well, she was from Alaska or whatever. You got somebody that's on Saturday Night Live, and then you got somebody in the Truth Movement. You're going to tell me they're all the same people? And come on. Why would they do that? They have enough people they can control. They don't need to do that.
Right.
That's stupid. It's stupid.
You have a million struggling actors out there that would sell their soul, and they wouldn't even realize they were selling their soul. You know, you have a million actors out there that would do anything to get their face on camera for 5 seconds, and you know, you could probably teach pretty much anyone to act, you know, if you really wanted to. Why would you go and use the same people over and over again? It like Brian said, it makes absolutely no sense. You know, like to have real celebrities showing up in these. In these things, you know, I think there's a few agendas involved with this guy, but you know, I will say this: I think that we've done a good job and pretty much snuffed his fire out. Even a good amount of his followers have now left, and I've gotten messaged by a bunch of them, you know, and a couple others have said, you know, yeah, you were right, you know, or not necessarily, you know, I don't even want you to say that I was right. I just, you know, I just don't want to see people misled so bad. Like Brian said, you know, but the main thing about this guy, though, I don't understand how you can take the word of some guy and really, if you look in the comment threads of his thing, you know, you hear people say things like, you know, they all turn into a bunch of detectives now, and they're all doing their own forensic work.
And they make us look terrible. They make us look bad. People like us that study video and everything. It's like, what are you going, Dallas Goldbug on me? No, actually, we'd like to...
right, check this out. They're like hero worshiping them, because they'll be like, you know, doesn't so-and-so look like so-and-so? And be like, yeah, well, he does... Well, yeah, let's ask Ed what he thinks about it. He's the expert, and you'll see this over and over again in his threads. Luckily, last I checked, I had four mutual friends with him, so that means either all of my mutual friends have either been asking the right, you know, asking him questions. At one point, I had like 50 or 100 mutual friends with this guy, but one by one, little by little, they diminish. Either he threw them off for not agreeing with one of his quote matches, or for or they just got tired of seeing his bullshit. I still subscribe to him because I love to see I get a good chuckle out of it. Usually every other day or so, I'll go and see what bullshit he's pushing next. But it's really funny. It really is. It's too funny.
No, it's a riot, dude. I hadn't been there in, you know, God knows how long since I've been on that piece of crap website, all right? And I'll call it for what it is. It's a piece of crap website. It's a bunch of junk, all right? But I saw some people posting in our group today, you know, and over the last probably 4 or 5 days, it's not too many people. There's just been like 2 or 3 people that don't know. And it's because they don't know. It's fine. But guys, use a little more discernment than that. Don't just without me knowing or somebody telling me, we wouldn't buy into his crap, you know? I mean, we, like I said, the Giffords thing, okay, that might have been some good information that they gave him to give him a little bit of credibility, okay? And he had like one protest video where protesters looking at the camera, and it looked like it was set up. Besides that, all his comparisons are garbage, man.
Right, right, right. That's the thing. Even from those events, okay, here's the thing. Now, from the Giffords event, you know, I don't really believe that was a real shooting. I can't in good faith after what I've seen. I really can't believe. I think that was totally staged. I really don't think anyone died in that. I don't.
I don't think so either.
And you know what? And if you line up the whole X-Plan, but you know what? The only actors there was a couple Pima County sheriffs, and you can see their badges on. They were still wearing badges, and you looked, and you almost wonder, someone gave him this book, and you know, makes you wonder why he decided to look there. It just seems like a lot of this stuff was given to him early on, and I'm not just that, but the whole X-Plan thing that went with it. That, you know, that described it all and gave you, showed you what was on the badges and everything, and showed you, you know, this person was going to be a live participant, this person was going to be playing a victim, whatever. But the thing is, you know, then you look at he has a person playing Gabby Giffords, supposedly Jennifer Sexton. I don't believe that it's her. I here's the thing. I think Gabby Giffords is just a nobody named Gabby Giffords. And they picked her to be a congresswoman, and she ran just for, you know, and probably, just for that. Maybe they have political plans for her later. But the whole thing about it, though, is, I don't believe that she got shot in the head. However, I don't believe that she's the person he says he is, and the rest of that whole thing started this avalanche. Then he started saying, then he was going to the Occupy movement, saying that what was the guy from Jackass that he Ryan Dunn was chasing him around.
He had him all there. He had more than just Ryan Dunn. He had Steve-O. He had a couple of them from Jackass playing for
right.
him, supposedly.
Ryan Dunn's dead, supposedly. Ryan Dunn is dead, and you know, yeah. and he's saying that he's not dead. You know, and why would you fake a quasi celebrity's death like Ryan Dunn? It's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like he's Tupac or someone. And not saying Tupac's dead. I don't want you to think that I believe Tupac is still alive either. I don't rule it out 100%, but I'm 99% sure that he's dead. But regardless, you know, it's not a high-profile guy like that to where he had connections enough to keep him alive. No, we're talking about a guy from Jackass, you know, and a guy, you know, I believe that he's dead.
You know what I mean? You're going to use this knucklehead? I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense, guys. Just think about it, guys. If you were going to – and Gabe King made a good point earlier, and I want to point that out. Gabe King made a good point in the chat about, you know, the NWO does use a lot of actors, and that might be what he's trying to cloud. And we think right. that is what he's trying to cloud. That's exactly what he's trying to cloud. That way when we go to show people stuff like that that's for real, that's really being done – oh, this is that Dallas Goldbug crap. Oh, you know what I mean? Or they get drawn to him, you know, and it's just like, no. Guys, come on. You're going to go by some guy that has no qualifications to be doing facial forensics and just go by him saying, hey, these people match? He's got O.J. Simpson played by a white guy. I mean, come on.
Well, and Ruben Studdard is – who was that? There was a – Ruben Studdard is Big Black from Robin Black. So, I mean, not only that, it makes you wonder. It's like, does this guy think that all black guys look alike? Maybe that's why he did the O.J. comparison to a white guy so that he can say that he's not racist or something. But to me, you know, like, that's what it makes me think. When he shows you that Ruben Studdard is Big Black, all I see is two fat black guys. I don't see a resemblance, though. Maybe he thinks all black guys look alike. I don't know. But, I don't want to tar him with a racist brush because I've never seen any you know racist accusations from him, but I'm just you know, just makes you wonder with that whole thing. And then also too, now last year I was present at the you know the 9/11 weekend in New York City, and he was trying to claim that that you know that it didn't have like that we weren't there because, you know, he was trying to expose Harry Link at the time because Harry Link had done an expose on him. And Harry Link, of course, was at this 9/11, you know, weekend in New York City. Last year I saw him many times. I saw a lot of other activists many times. And, you know, there was one point there where they were handing out these, you know, things called Bernanke bucks. And it was kind of like to show people, like, you know, how their whole fiat money thing or whatever, you know, how it's just paper type thing. And they were handing them out, and make a long story short, there was a couple black kids that came up and, you know, and took the Bernanke bucks and were like, you know, smiling with them and like showing them off. He tried to say one of these kids was Trayvon Martin and that this all was shot in Hollywood, or shot in a studio somewhere. And this is right in the middle of Times Square, and you got people debating on his thread over, oh, well, the lighting doesn't look right for Times Square. You know, the ground looks different. And it's like, you know, I mean, dude, I don't know. I was there. I really, you can look it up. You know, I have tons of pictures of that weekend. And just the fact that he
Buddy,
said
I
that.
Believe
just,
you. I mean, he's so full of shit, you know. He's seriously. So full of shit, that guy. I'm sorry to swear, guys, but, you know, sometimes it just comes out. Dallas Goldbug is full of shit. Okay? How's that? It's past midnight. We can say the S word. You know, not a big deal. Not a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Got, Justin, you care if we take a quick break, quick song?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick song. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook here on the Real News, RealNewsOnline.com.
Dose of Reality.